My name is Brittany Filko. I'm a 2007 graduate from Oberlin High School and a 2011 graduate from the Cleveland Institute of Art. I'm a painting major. I will be discussing Peter Paul Rubens' The Finding of Eric Thonius. The Rubens painting I first saw on a tour of the museum in second grade, and, you know, just being really super excited about there being a snake baby in a basket, and the narrative was just really exciting. And then the most impressive part of it for me was the way the light hits the daughter's dress. So I was dead set on figuring out how to do that because it was so lifelike. And so I just remember drawing that for weeks upon end, like trying to redraw it with like Crayola crayons and everything. And, you know, just trying to figure out the story. And then I would go back every week and just sit and look at this painting after school. Like, on my way home, I would sit in front of it and try to draw it some more, you know what I mean? And then try to figure that out. And I knew that I wanted to be a painter because I wanted to learn how to do that and have that ability to make something so lifelike and tell that story, tell a narrative using paint. The Rubens painting in general, I did find myself going back and looking at it several times and imagining into those characters that are being portrayed. And that's sort of the same experience that I wanted to create in my BFA thesis show. I was comparing contemporary films and pop culture classics to Renaissance paintings, just comparing the context, the way that they're viewed, a film similar to a painting, and then also the repetitive compositions and the characters being portrayed. You know, they're these gods and goddesses, you know, from Greek myth and biblical characters, and how they still inform the characters that we're reading in novels and portrayed in cinema. I would find a film still that referenced a Renaissance painting in particular is what I was focusing on, and then also using films between the 30s and the 50s, very iconic stills, and a lot of Hitchcock films, that sort of thing, and then juxtaposing them with the particular painting, where I would do a painting from Rear Window and have it mimic a reclining female nude, which was quite obviously there if you would create a diptych and put those two images together. So working with a lot of the layering, I was utilizing Renaissance technique in that I would reveal the layers of the painting, leaving some of the underpainting visible, and then making it really obvious that I'm comparing it, and just hoping that my viewer has some sort of background knowledge of the painting. And then the film, obviously, there's Grace Kelly and Jimmy Stewart right in it. So what I wanted to do is sort of portray the paradox where you are imagining into these characters and you lose yourself and there's an escape for a moment, but then also give you the fact that it is a constructed image by revealing those layers.